Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jeff Carter, and wait, the goaltender's out now too? Oh man, good morning to you. Good Friday morning, at least as good as it can be for local hockey fans. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Pirates where you found this. Carter has tested positive for COVID, and Tristan Jarry is in the COVID protocol. How long one or both will be out remains to be seen. I don't think you're going to see either for a week or so, but it could be longer. That's almost unbelievable. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Certainly not when it involves an illness that in a fair amount of people has been a very serious thing. But we're reaching the point with this team and this season where Evan Rodriguez is going to be your number one center when the Penguins take on the Maple Leafs tomorrow night at PPG Paints Arena, and that's just wild. That's just wild. I'm not being mean here. He is what he is. Meaning in a good sense, he's a good player. He's not somebody that in your most insane scenario that you'd be able to just keep bumping up the depth chart indefinitely until he gets to number one. But that's where this is. That's where this is. And the way I see it, this month of October, that was supposed to be a sizable challenge for this group all along. As soon as the news emerged about Evgeny Malkin's knee surgery and then Sidney Crosby's wrist surgery, and then you saw the schedule, you looked at the schedule and saw who was on it with all this Lightning and Panthers and everything else, and the Leafs, although they're not, you know, exactly a complete outfit, they come at you in a way that can embarrass you, meaning if you let them have their way offensively, they're going to score a bunch. And now, two of the players who had been among their best in starting this season, a pleasant surprise at 2-0-2, are also out. Carter was really good. Carter was just Carter. He was just doing what he does. And we've talked a lot this week about Jarry's emergence, about what a strong training camp and preseason and everything else he had, especially in terms of being able to bounce back mentally from the way the playoffs went for him. And then, just like that, he's gone. And both of these guys are going to have to ramp themselves back up depending on how their processes go, meaning their health, their recoveries. It could either be complicated like Zach Aston-Reese's was, or it could be something that even though Jake Guentzel was asymptomatic, as we believe both of these individuals to be, then it still takes time to get your legs back under you, to get back into a full game swing. So it's a setback. It's a setback. This is what Mike Sullivan had to say on this broader subject after practice yesterday in Cranberry.
You know, we're trying to find the sweet spot where, you know, we're trying to limit our exposure as best we can, but you know, also people have to live their lives, and you know, where is that sweet spot, I guess, is the question. And I don't know that I have a valid answer for you. You know, it's certainly something that we're throwing around internally, and you know, we're talking to our players about doing our very best to try to limit our exposure as best we can, and just use common sense.
This portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by good people at Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where they're committed to providing food for all of our neighbors in need, and they in turn need your help. Visit PittsburghFoodBank.org to find out how $1 from you is all it takes to produce 5 full meals. $1, 5 meals. Visit PittsburghFoodBank.org. There really isn't any secret or magic formula for what the Penguins need to do here. They literally just have to keep playing the same style, the same approach, the same persistence, the same resilience that they've shown to date. Nothing changes. If anything, Rodriguez as your number one center kind of creates your poster child right there. His style of play, he's in your face. He's covering all 200 feet of rink. He's theoretically doing something smart with the puck once he gets it. And then from there, the team is hoping to have somebody or multiple somebodies cash in. Let's remember, too, that Brian Rust is also out. So your first line is now down to just being one guy that you'd expect to be there. Your second line is down to two guys that you'd expect to be there. The scoring is really the thing here. The style of play and all that other stuff, that's not supposed to vary. I know that it does, and we've talked about that a lot here lately, but it's not going to. There's not going to be something where Sullivan and his staff address the Penguins at practice today and say, all right, listen, we're missing all these guys, so let's do this other thing differently. It's not going to happen. If anything, it's going to be a heightened urgency to do what they do normally with that much more intensity and precision. But it's not going to be a, let's really pump the brakes here because we can't skate with the Leafs. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. If I'm Sullivan, I'm showing the entire team all over again, the entire 2.5 hours of that opening night in Tampa. That's what I would do. Because however much offensive firepower the Leafs have, they don't have as much as Tampa does. You can have Austin Matthews and put him in his own category and whatever else here, but when you get to the rest of these guys, these Mitch Marners and William Nylanders, those are really good players. They're not what the Bolts have for a supporting cast. You have to get in their faces. You have to play the same way that they played, by the way, two nights later in Sunrise against the Panthers, who incidentally have beaten everybody they've played so far, and they've had a really tough schedule. Doesn't matter. They're loaded. They're loaded. This team needs to stay in a survival mode. But as we saw the other night against the Stars, they still need to score. They still need to find a goal from somebody. They generated a lot of attack zone time against Dallas, largely because Rick Bonus had them completely packing it in the slot. But you've got to find a way to get some finishes out of some guys, including maybe most notably, one guy who has yet to finish, no pun intended, and that's Kasperi Kapanen. Caps looked visible. He's looked prominent at times. That's because he's a presence on the puck almost any time he touches it because of his natural skating ability. Doesn't mean he's getting good things done with it, and it definitely doesn't mean he's bearing down when it comes time to shoot. He's one. I could throw in a bunch of other guys. Need to see Jake Guentzel elevate his game offensively. More from Danton Heinen. I know this is going to start sounding silly with some of the names I'm about to drop here, but that's what you need. And you got to earn some power plays. The way the game was against Dallas the other night, there weren't going to be any power plays because neither team was really forcing that issue, and neither team looked like it was wanted to be the first to commit one. But when you get your power plays, you have to take advantage of those. I know I'm stating the obvious here, but there's been a lot about this team to respect over the years whenever they're missing guys. And I just, no matter what kind of injury news hits, unless it's around playoff time, it never feels like it's all that pertinent toward what the team should or will get from those games. And I just don't see this as an exception. I'm expecting them to continue playing well. When we come back, just one question.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Back, it's time for Just One Question. That's brought to you on this program by Fubo TV. The monthly cost of cable is over $200. Fubo TV is $65 a month to watch all the same channels, including AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And right now, Fubo TV is offering our listeners of this program a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/DKR. J1Q comes from Brian, who asks, is the silver lining with the injuries to 87 and 71 and everyone else that this lineup got a much needed injection of youth / hunger? Feels like that part of the roster build is going under the radar with these guys. Almost no deviation from the coach's way, a coachable group, and hence the good results early. Well, Brian, take this in the right spirit, please. But when you're talking about hunger and you're making it sound like Sid and Gino are on the wrong side of hunger, they've got 3 rings to kind of counter that sort of thing. I don't know if that's what you meant, but just in case, I wouldn't want to leave that stone unturned. No one who knows interacts in any form with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin would ever question their drive to succeed, to be champions. And I have never gotten the sense, again, either myself or from people who are around them even more often, that that's dissipated in any way. I get what you're saying. I wasn't going to let that one go by. The youth component, the injection, I believe will bear fruit even more months from now. Because if you had everyone healthy entering this season, and I said this at the time and I'll stick by it now, there is not a chance you would have seen Drew O'Connor start this season in the NHL. And as a result, I mean, yeah, that new speed that he's acquired with the extra step over the summer with the skating that he's done would have shown itself in the AHL, so he would have gotten a recall undoubtedly sooner rather than later. But for him to already be in the NHL after this skating thing, not the 10 games or whatever that he played last year and barely had an impact, that's going to mean a lot. That's going to mean a lot to this player, and it's going to mean a lot to this organization. I don't know how far you can take the concept of O'Connor as a scorer. I'm not sold on that, but I'm also not going to argue with actual goals. You know, that's a losing argument. If he's putting them in the back of the net, I'm not going to worry about it. I vividly remember, and I'm going to embarrass myself with this one, but when Kevin Stevens came into the league in the late 80s, being just so unimpressed with his finishing touch. You never really thought of Artie as a hands guy, right? Or maybe it was just me, but I just didn't see, like, man, he doesn't look like, you know, you didn't see that fanciness from him. But all Artie did was bang the thing into the back of the net. And then he got to the point where he was banging the thing in the back of the net 50 times a year. And then at that point, I'm sorry, you're just a goal scorer. Doesn't matter how you scored them. So if O'Connor can build up that confidence and continue maturing into the power forward type that both he and the Penguins are envisioning for his future, that's a big thing. And it's not just those guys. It might also be someone like a Danton Heinen, who was going to be a fixture in this lineup. I really believe that. That's how highly they thought of him through this summer. But instead, he shows himself to be top six worthy. And maybe then, whenever everybody starts coming back and we all start doing the inevitable worrying and fretting over the shuffle, who's going to move here, who's going to be out of the lineup and so forth, Heinen sticks. Maybe Heinen sticks. And Jason Zucker or Kasperi Kapanen, if he never scores again. These guys might now be in trouble. And those are positive situations for a coaching staff. Those are the kind of decisions they love to make. So, yes, this has helped in that singular framework. Okay, I don't ever make positives out of injuries, but this has been something that'll benefit the team over the long run. I definitely believe that. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. Let's do this again Monday.